Today's here in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Yezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up the Siman dealing with Kiddush on Sukkos, and that is Siman Tov Reish Men Gimel. We begin on the top line of Kuf Yud Omad Aleph with Sif Beis in the Mechaber. Mechaber brings down the Rambam's position. According to the Rambam, Leha Rambam, Mikadesh Me'umad, one makes the Kiddush standing up. However, Umavarech Leisha Basukkah V'Yoshev, he then says the Brach of Leisha Basukkah, and then he sits down. He's sitting down, then he makes a shachyanu. However, the Ramah says, our minig is not like the Rambam. We follow the Rosh. El Mekadesh Miyushav. We make the entire Kiddush sitting down. This is the opinion of the Rosh. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, the Ladato, according to the Rambam's position, HaYeshiva hi tchila sasiyas mitzvah, that when you sit down, that's so to say starting the mitzvah of Sukkah, and therefore you have to make the bracha of Leisha Basukkah while you're standing up. Yeshu Levarach over Las Yossi. You make the bracha immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. The mitzvah will be accomplished by sitting down in the sukkah, and therefore you make the bracha Leisha Basukkah while you're still standing up, and then you immediately sit down. You should make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, which is sitting down, and you make it right before, and then you sit down, and then you can make the shachyanu while you're sitting down. And the Rambam's position is that this is the way you make the bracha all 7 days. You stand up, make the Leisha Basukkah, and then you sit down. On the other hand, Mishbur says the Rosh disagrees. But Rosh Sirilei, Sheish L'smoach HaBracha Alikar Mitzvah, Sheachila. The Rosh says that the bracha is going on the eating, not on the sitting down. That's how we do it. We don't, when you go sit down in the sukkah, we usually don't make a Leisha Basukkah. It's only when you eat in the sukkah that we make a Leisha Basukkah. And therefore, the Chazal set it up to do it on the Ikar Mitzvah, which is eating in the sukkah, Sheachila, Ukamosha Kos of Sov Sivan Tov Reish Lamites, as we had already learned, Shenoag in Shein Mavachim El Alechila, that our minhag today is that we don't make a Leisha Basukkah if you just walk into the sukkah, even though you're going to sit there for an hour. We make it only on eating. We did suggest that go and make a mezonos in the sukkah in that situation, so you're forced to make a leisha basukkah, and that will go on the time that you're spending in the sukkah. But this is the fundamental difference between the Rambam and the Rosh in terms of whether you should be standing up or sitting down for the leisha basukkah. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha di Ramasu lo Rambam brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra, Mitzadi Kedas Rambam. The Vilna Gaon passes like the Rambam. And he says, look in the Moru Ktsiya, Rav Yaakov Emdin, the Daito, his opinion is, the Bekidush, in Kiddush, when you be motzi other people, then you should definitely make the Kiddush while you're sitting down. Like we learned previously, it has to be a kvius if you're being motzi other people. And that's what Dirshu footnote number 8 reminds us, according to the Vilna Gaon, that on Shabbos and Yontif, bedavka, you should make the Kiddush while you're sitting down, because since you're being motzi other people, it has to be a keva type of a situation, which is accomplished by sitting down. Ubamida, when you're standing up, it's not considered like you're a kavua. And he brings down the Shaarat Zion over there. The question would be, is this ma'akev or not? If you were to stand up, can you not be motzi other people? That is the question that is left unanswered, according to the Vilna Gaon. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hei, who says you make the Leisha Basukkah and then you sit down, and then you can continue making the Shechiyonah while you're sitting down. As opposed to Bo Le'afuke, Shalo Yivarech Birchasman Kodim Sheyeshev, that you shouldn't make the Shechiyonu before you sit down. The Afbe Birchasman Gufa Rashal Yos Bamida Lukulyama, because technically you could be standing up for the Shechiyonu. That's not a problem. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Einoch Lasus Kain Mitay Machrina. He says there's another reason why you shouldn't do this. The Tzorich Lahasmich Asiyas Mitzvah LaBracha. You want to have as close as possible the performance of the mitzvah to the bracha. The Kivin Sheberech Leisha Basukkah. So since you just made the bracha of Leisha Basukkah, sit down. Tzorich Leishiv Tekev. And that's why we sit down before we make the Shechiyonu. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the Gabi Netilas Lulav, however. Because you have to make the natila, taking the lulav before your yotze. So we brought down, there are a number of things that people do in order to not to fulfill the mitzvah. They hold them upside down, they hold them not in the way that it's normally grown, or that you hold them far apart, or you have kavanah not to be yotze, etc., etc. So you're not yet yotze when you take it. So we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem in the next Siman, in Siman Tov Reish Mem Dalet, Shivorech Al Netilas Lulav V'Shechiyonu, and then do the Nanuim. So you don't do the Nanuim before you make the Shechiyonu. And we'll see more about this as well in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, L'inyan im yecholim kama balibatim l'kadish besukah b'vasachas. Can a number of balibatim go and make Kiddush at the same time? So he says, that we learned previously in Hilchos Yontif, Ayin L'el in Siman Tov Pei Ches, the Mishnah Brua Siv Katan Ches, and it said over there, you can see this in Dershu, footnote number 6, Shaminaku Shishnei Anoshim Shemotziim Acherim Yidei Chava Yecholim L'Kaddish Ke'achas, that people who are making Kiddush to be Motzi, their own families, could go make Kiddush at the same time, because Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontiv is such a Dover Chaviv that we're not concerned about Trei Kali Lo Mishtamoy. Everybody's going to listen very carefully to their husband or father making the Kiddush, and they're not going to be distracted by the other family making the Kiddush. However, he says, Mikol Mokom, it is better, Tov Yosef Shaloi Kachu B'vachas, Mevasachas, better not to do it altogether when you're being motzi other people because of the concern that maybe it won't be able to hear it. And he brings down the name of the Eliyarabba, Shaloi Kachu Shnaim Ki'achas, V'loi Eviyu Cholik B'dover. And the Eliyarabba doesn't seem to indicate that anybody disagrees with that. So the minhag is that really you shouldn't make Kiddush together, or if you're making it together, each one does it privately and quietly to their own family and not doing it all out loud at the same time, and then you don't have a problem. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Roi Loma Barucha de Sukkah V'kol V'mishicha V'nigin. And when you make the bracha on the sukkah, you should do it out loud and you should say it nicely with a nigin. Kishar brachos the kiddush, like you do the rest of the kiddush. Uadin b'chol shar brachos yargil lomar b'chol ram. In general, a person should get into the habit of making brachos out loud. For a number of reasons, he brings this one down for Shalah that says that it will help spur your kavana. Others say so. Other people can answer amen to it as well. You're making a bigger kiddush Hashem. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Bishar Yomim, on the other days of Sukkis, Mevarech ala Sukkah, Kodem Birchas HaMotzi. Then you normally make the Bracha Leisha Basukkah before you make the HaMotzi. That's what the Mechaber says. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Vav, what the Mechaber is teaching us is Rotz Lomar, the Biyom Tov, Halom Avur Le'el Basif Aleph, Yayin Kiddush Sukkah, on Yontif, when you're making Yayin, the Kiddush, Bar Pi Agafen, the Mekadish Yisrael B'Yasmanim, and then Leisha Basukkah, and we said, Ubi Arun Hashem, Tamadavar, we explained the reasoning there, the Avshal of Arachal HaSukkah, Kodem Kiddush HaYom, Ayin Sham. We said, you can't make the bracha for the Sukkah, Leisha Basukkah, before you've established that it's Yontif. But the rest of the time, when you're not establishing that it's Yontif, there is no Kiddush, Achein Shebishah HaYom, Shein Behem Kiddush, when you don't have Kiddush on the rest of the days of Sukkah, so on Chol HaMoed, so then the opinion of the Mechaber is different. Das HaMechaber, the Tzorech Levarech Ala Sukkah. First you make the Bracha for the Sukkah, called the Birchas HaMotzi. So you make a Leisha B'Sukkah, and then HaMotzi Lechem in Aretz, opposite of what our Minog is. And this is Kedas Rabbeinu Meir Mirutenberg. This is the great Maram Rutenberg. The Ba Nischayev Tchila, Takev Shenichnas, because which one came first, the obligation for the Hamotzi or the obligation for the Sukkah? As soon as you entered the Sukkah, the obligation for the Sukkah occurred. The Yosha Bo Lisso Tsudaso, and only afterwards are you going to sit down to eat your meal. And therefore, he says, Roy Lismo Chabrocha Le Yeshiva, Koma the Efshar. And therefore, you should make the Bracha as soon as you possibly can for the Sukkah. Ach Olam Lo Nogu came. But the Velt doesn't paskin like this, Maram Rutenberg. The Velt makes the Hamotzi and then the Leisha Basukkah, Kidim Asayim, as we're going to see from the Mechaber himself in a moment. And that's what we're going to read now. The Mechaber writes, "V'noagim levarech la'sukkah achav b'chas hamotzi kodem shi'atom." The Velt doesn't paskin like this, Maram Rutenberg, but the Velt paskins that you first make the hamotzi and then you make the leisha basukkah. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sayid, why? Kidei she'yaschil b'suda, because you should start off with the meal. And that is because the al yoda hu ikar chiyav sukkah, because that is the ikar essence of the mitzvah of sukkah. The acha kachi varach, and therefore, then you make the bracha of Leisha Basukkah. Below have a hefsek, b'mirchas ha-motzi l'achila, and this is not considered a hefsek that you make the Leisha Basukkah in between the motzi and the eating, because ditzarech tzudahu, this is considered part of the suda. It's like if you ask for salt, and there's no salt on the table, that's not a hefsek either. You could say, please bring the salt, kibo kiddush, and this is the same halachas like with kiddush. The issue for number 7 asks an interesting question. What about making a Leisha Basukkah to be motzi other people when you've already been yotze yourself, because you made a Leisha Basukkah, let's say, earlier on Mizonos? So it brings down from Steinman, Zatzal, when this sefer was written, it was Hagoin Rav Yalei Steinman of Shlita, but unfortunately Nebuch, he was nifter 2-3 years ago. So he also brings down from a Gom David Landau, and he says Shav Salasus Ken. That's allowed. It's also not a hefsek. Mideisha Brachazu. He chelik me say their brachos. It's part of the brachos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says Hagoa Hochi Noagim B'Chol. This is the following practice that we do on a weekday. However, Avol b'Shabbos v'Yontiv, Sheish b'm Kiddush, but when we still have Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontiv, Mevarech li'Acher Kiddush. So then, the custom is to go and make Leisha Basukkah at the conclusion of the Kiddush. And he brings out from the Mariv Vayil. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tes explains, the Oz, whose man has Chol as a Suda, because that's when the Suda can start, because you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. The Mikodim, Ein Rashay Lechol. V'Shayach Oz Levarech, Birchas HaSukkah. And that's why you make the Leisha Basukkah then. Olinian su de Shabbos v'yontif shachris. What about the daytime meal of Shabbos and yontif? She'ein b'hem kiddush rak bracha b'amalakos. You technically don't have kiddush. We call it kiddush rabbah euphemistically because it's just a bar priya goffin. Even though many people say v'shamru, v'zachru, akim be'rach, v'yidah b'moshe. People add all sorts of nice, beautiful psukim, but that's technically not the kiddush. The kiddush is bar priya goffin. So there here are different opinions. Yesh deos ben achronim. Number one, he brings down yesh omrim, and you can see in the Shaaretz Zion Oshud Gimel, this is the Dvar Shmuel brought down by the Shaarei Tshuva, and it's also brought down by the Graz Lahalacha. They say the bazeh ain kedai lahavsik bebichas sukkah. You shouldn't make a leishah besukkah between a bracha liyashasiyah between the bracha and the drinking of the wine. Because the al hashasiyah lekochi of sukkah klah, because technically you can drink outside the sukkah, and therefore the leishah besukkah is not essential. Therefore, these poskim hold Eli Yavarech Osa Achar Birchas Hamotzi Limin Hagenu. They should say it after you make the Hamotzi, not when you do Kiddush. On the other hand, and you see this is in the Shaaretz Zion Oshidala, this is Lavus, and the Shari Knesset is like Dola, they disagree. Even in this, since the Kiddush allows you to go and eat, so you should make the Leisha Basukah with the Kiddush. Yavarech Osa Kodim Shittum and Akos. And what's the halacha l'maisa? U'di avid kemar avid. You want to follow the first opinion? Fine. You want to follow the second opinion? Fine. Both of them are legitimate and appropriate. Dishafut number 9 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Shemaisa so the Moshe, so, and as well from Rav Yashiv's Zatzal, they both had the custom, Nog L'varach Leisha Basukah after the Bar Pia Goffin in the Kiddush, and I would dare say that's what most people do. The Mishmaru concludes and he says, Vinei zehu v'notel yodav achakach l'suda. He says, then you go and wash hamotzi, you wash until it's yadayim after the Kiddush. I will im eino rotze ato l'sod sudasa, but if you're not having the suda now, so then, rak mevorech l'akos, v'yochal achor pas kistin, you're just making Kiddush, and you're having a mezonos, pas kistin, kideshi yakiddush zeb mok masuda, in order to fulfill the requirement to have Kiddush mok masuda, so then, mitzadi b'shari tshuva, the shari tshuva says in that situation, the bazel l'kul yama yavarech birka suka, kodim shittum in a coast, then you definitely should, if you're not going to wash, so then you definitely should make the leisha basuka on the Kiddush part, and then drink ayin shon. That is the halacha, look over there. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, umisha sukoso, eina b'somach lebeso. Your sukkah is not right next to your house. And v'tzarech lotzeis mimena li'achar kiddush. And after kiddush, you're going to have to walk a while to get to a place to go wash your hands in your house. Le'elech lebeso k'dei lito l'shod l'suda. When I was growing up, so nobody in our apartment buildings had their own sukkah. So we had to walk to somebody's sukkah that was sometimes blocks away. And if you were just using their sukkah, so you needed to find a place to wash your hands. So let's say you live down the block. So you'd walk back to your house, and then you'd go to their sukkah. Would that be a problem then that your kiddush is not b'makom suda because it's going to take you a while to go and wash your hands? And he says, Shem yetzim ibeisol liachar kiddush v'chaz liachar mikain l'makom kol marishon eino sorch lachzul l'kaddish. So since you wouldn't have to go make a new kiddush in that situation, he brings down in the sefer sukkah kiul chasa sha'etzol l'kach. In this situation, the best eitz is shiochal ugo liachar kiddush. So make kiddush and then have a cookie. Nobody ever complained about having to have an extra cookie. Before you go out of the sukkah, in this way, it's definitely kiddush b'makom suda and there's no concern. Alternately, he says, "Shi'asuk kumo shemashim mishnah bura." Do what the mishnah bura suggested in Sivkot and Hay. Shi'esh eitz olishdos ruvias yayin b'shasa kiddush. And what you can do in that situation, this is what people do who eat only non-gibrochs on Pesach, and if they don't want to wash, so then there's no mazonos. So then, what they'll do is they'll have at least one ruvias. Some suggest two ruvias is wine. That's your kiddush b'makom suda is on the wine. Shi'adezeh nechshav kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore you also don't have a problem. Another Eitzah is brought down in the Sefer Sukkah Kilchosa. She told us, go wash your hands before the Kiddush, and then you can make Kiddush. This is what the Yekkes do all the time, that they wash their hands before they make Kiddush, and then they go straight into Amotzi right afterwards with no Hefzik at all. So those are perfectly good Eitzahs as well. The rest of this issue has additional dinim in this regard. Most of the time, this is not a concern. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, most people nowadays have the sukkah in a close enough distance to where they would wash their hands, that this is not a problem. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Resh Mem Gimel, and a little bit early, we conclude today's shiur.